tonight's More Success Team prepaid legal conference call. First, I want to let everyone know that Mr. Ken Moore flew with the founder and CEO of Prepaid Legal, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, to Tulsa tonight with our guest speakers at the business briefing, and that is why he is not on our call. But we have some great training and information that we're going to be sharing with our entire team tonight. And to begin our call, it is my pleasure to introduce a very special gentleman to everyone. He's a true leader within Prepaid Legal's corporate offices in Ada, Oklahoma. Tonight, I want to welcome the Vice President of Corporate Development, Mr. John Long. John, are you on?
Randy, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, John, there's a lot of great things going on with Prepaid, and you were gracious enough to come on to the call tonight to just share some of those with our team. So welcome to the call.
Well, again, thanks for having me. It's always a lot of fun to be on the More Success Team call. It's always fun to call in early enough to listen to all the states represented by your organization and listen to them. Want to congratulate, don't mean to slight the other states on the call, but want to congratulate the state of Utah. As we have for the past, I don't know how many weeks straight, but every Monday morning we get a production report. I think the state of Utah has been number one in recruiting and production on a per capita basis for 10, 12, 14 weeks in a row. And those guys have a big team out in Utah. Want to congratulate them. It is a lot of fun to be on this call. There is a lot of good stuff going on. Probably, as I stated this morning on the plan, or excuse me, on the leadership call, probably more than even I can remember. I'm right here in the middle of it at one prepaid way, and probably more than I can keep up with. So would really appeal to everyone on this call as a leader to make sure that you communicate it to your organization about what is going on. Literally so much out there, sometimes it's hard to keep your arms all the way around. But I think, right now, it's January, and even January 24th, the thing first and foremost that I want to start with tonight, Randy, is just a few comments about the school's tidiness, a little housekeeping from a corporate standpoint. There was an announcement that Kathy Pinson made earlier today regarding FedEx. To make a long story short, we've had an account set up with FedEx whereby you can have your FedEx charges withheld, so to speak, from your commissions. And that program is going to be coming to an end. We will end the program, if FedEx doesn't end it before we do, by the middle of February. Having said that, I would encourage you right now, as you prepare for the end of January, to go online and set up your own FedEx account, or even better than that, would encourage you to get a prepaid legal and set up a UPS account, because it's just a better deal, better cost, better price with UPS, and you should be taking advantage of that. And I can tell you, Stonecipher, if he was on the call, he would relate some of his personal stories with FedEx and UPS as deliverers, and certainly we have more luck with the UPS system. So just sort of a public service announcement right there, you folks, what will happen. If you use FedEx on this old program that we've had and it gets terminated, if FedEx has your packages, they're not going to deliver it to us, and they're not going to give it back to you, and it's going to be lost out there in limbo. So you can gather the import of that. Don't be using that system if you don't want to really, at month end risk having something be caught no man's land out there. So be sure that you've communicated that to everybody. The other thing, it's just going to be month end. We had folks at the home office on New Year's Eve literally ring in 2005 at the home office. They stayed there till 5:30 in the morning. It was a super evening, super month-end, quarter-end, year-end to 2004. And this first month of 2005, we expect to be a big close at the end of January. And I would encourage everybody that's pushing to make executive director or whatever the case may be, just be sure that you give yourself plenty of time. Don't wait right up until the midnight hour of the 31st, because who knows what Murphy's Law can do to you at that point. So when it asks you for your cooperation, pay a special attention to the detail. I've had a chance to go down an app entry and look at some of the look at some of the applications, open some of the packages there on New Year's Eve, and see some of the paperwork that was handed in. And, candidly, sometimes it gets a little hard to decipher, and would appeal to everyone on this call to be sure that you write as legibly as you possibly can, use block letters, and fill it out completely. It'll help yourself out, save you some heartache and headache, and I promise you we do the same with the home office employees. So Both of those, like I said, just two short of public service announcements from Prepaid Legal. So much other going on with the company. I think, you know, it certainly warrants mention again what we've got going on with the Atlantis vacation. I saw it twice this weekend, the Atlantis Resort. I was flipping through the cable at home over the weekend. I saw the World's Strongest Man competition. I think it was on ESPN or ESPN2 taking place right there at the Atlantis Resort where we're going to be going in the Bahamas. And then I flipped the channel over to NBC and there's Michael Jordan and all the celebrities in the Michael Jordan Celebrity Golf Tournament right there on the golf course at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. Just a phenomenal, as Mr. Stone Cypher said, we're going to do this trip later on this year and we'll probably never have another one like it. I know where we're going in 2006 and I tell you it's going to be great, but I don't think anything can top Atlantis. So we've got the 700 original slots for two that were unveiled back at Las Vegas. Of course, we had the other 200 that became available on January 1st, and the things I really like about that is it's just sort of a free-for-all. It's everybody that literally came in today versus those people, you know, the Gordon Dares that have been in the company for 25 years. Just how many memberships are you going to sell? How many personal memberships are you going to make? Times how many personal recruits you're going to bring in. Those 200 slots as of January 1st will go to those people. It's just going to be a phenomenal. It's going to be one of those trips that it's going to be kind of fun to go out there and send postcards to the people that didn't make it. And I promise you, you don't want to be one of those people getting a postcard back in the 48 states. You're going to want to be at the Atlantis Resort. And we got so many promotions going on as well. All of the executive directors on this call, I tell you, Steve Williams and Randy Harp are probably just curled up in the fetal position right now, thinking of all the money that's been paid out to in bonus money to the executive directors through the ED bonus. That program got extended, and this is for level advancements within their organization. I mean, stuff that you're going to get paid for and override the business flowing up. We're paying that additional bonus, I think, from December 13th through December 31st when that program was initiated. We will have paid out well over $420,000 in bonuses to our executive directors. Now, we've rolled that over into January, and you just think about having a whole month take advantage of that same program that you had 18 days in December, 18 days that you didn't fully understand what it was. Now you've got 31 days in January knowing very good and well what it is. It's going to be a chance for some executive directors to receive some huge bonus checks early on in February. Never mind the fact that we've also initiated and implemented the frontline bonus, which is just encouraging. I look at it as an encouragement to executive directors to go out there and go wide, go a little bit wider, do yourself a favor and recruit somebody frontline and get them up closer to you. You're going to get a better spread on the overrides for the personal sales that person makes. And in doing so, as that person advances on up in levels, you're going to receive almost double what the ED bonus was for the December and January promotion. So, and I think would tell you, from a sort of a formula standpoint, it's a good classical conditioning, so to speak. I mean, we want people to go wide and go deep. We don't want anyone a leader out there in the field to concentrate solely on going wide. We don't want them to concentrate solely on drilling down deep in their organization. You need to do a little bit of both of that, and that will this is sort of the stimulus that we're putting out there right now to encourage our leadership to go a little bit wider. Also got to. Let me tell you, January 24th, I said this earlier today on the leadership call, about one more week exactly. So the month end will come next Monday, and we've got the Advanced to Manager program. We've got the Drive to Director program in place. We've got the $49 recruiting special in place for military personnel and for religious leaders. And I, you know, this is not too heavy a foreshadowing, but I want to encourage you to take those things expire on January 31st. I want you to take advantage of those while they're available. I don't want anyone out there assuming, you know, I guess from a corporate perspective, you always worry that, oh, they're going to come back and say, well, I didn't really think you were going to end that. I thought you were going to roll that on over into February, so I didn't have the sense of urgency. Let me tell you, get a sense of urgency about it because there's 1 week remaining for all of these promotions, and I don't know. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to commit whether or not they're going to continue into February, but having said all that, Randy, I tell you, as I look at my calendar and just up the road, so to speak, is our upcoming convention in Oklahoma City. It's going to be a phenomenal event. We've got so many people already registered for that event. We expect 15,000 plus. to be in Oklahoma City, and I would encourage everyone on this more success thing call, and I hear you guys. Y'all've had the thunder sticks there before and are unmistakable in the crowd. Hey, I would encourage you to be sure that your organization is going to be well represented in Oklahoma City. We've already started to work on some of the agenda. It's going to be, it's always a little bit of a challenge. I'm always so relieved at the end of a major corporate event and always so pleased, and they always get comments. I don't know how y'all did it again, but you made this one better than the last one. Let me tell you, even 60 days out, I can see how this is going to be the best ever event in Prepaid's corporate history. So you're going to want to be into Oklahoma City. So, Randy, having said all that, I don't know if there are some points that I missed that you wanted me to be sure to cover, but we'll throw it back to you.
Well, John, how much does it cost if a person wants to get into the convention now? How much is it right now?
Yes, the tough guy. I have it almost going. I think it's $125 right now, Randy. I know we left it until, I think, January 10th at $105. I believe, don't hold me to this, we'd encourage you to check online, but I believe that bumped up to $125.
And that'll be going up again, right?
That will go up again on February 1st. So, yeah, right, another week. You want to hurry and take advantage of that.
So all the new people that are coming on board now, they need to take advantage of that, the sense of urgencies for that, too.
Oh, absolutely. And would, you know, could very easily break into the Mark Brown story. If you're new to the business, you've got to be in Oklahoma City because it will make all the difference in the world. There will be phenomenal training that's going to happen during the daytime sessions there. We're going to have, I tell you what, we've done with the executive director banquet, and everybody out there that's sort of teetering on making executive director, get it done. You don't want to miss the executive director banquet. We have literally moved the banquet from where we've typically had it into the Oklahoma City at the facility there to a different room where we expect to have literally twice as many attendees to the Black and Gold Gala, the executive director banquet, to start that event on Thursday night than we've had in the past. And, of course, I know the recognition is going to be a big part of it. We're going to give away this frontline bonus I mentioned. We're going to give away some huge checks on stage to the executive directors that did go wide and earn those bonuses.
Well, I know just our team, John, we're expecting at least 100 executive directors on our team there, so we're real excited about it. We've got a lot of new people that have committed to this, that they're going to be ED by OKC, and, of course, we're trying with all these promotions, really taking away all the excuses.
Well, yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, that's one, that's sort of our challenge. That's our task and our charge every day at One Prepaid Way is to just remove the hurdles, take away the obstacles and take away the excuses and let you guys run just as hard and as fast and as long as you can. And credit to you guys and the More Success team. That's a lot of executive directors to have in attendance. But, you know, there can always be more.
That's exactly.
You've got plenty of time to, you know, if you're not executive director, again, I can't, a little bit of foreshadowing probably, but if you can be, if there's any way at all, if there's a hint that you can make executive director in time for the ED banquet, you're going to want to do it. You're not going to want to hear the stories about it. You're going to want to be there. So I encourage everyone that's not made it to run hard and get there before convention.
John, I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. We know that you work very hard. I see you on a daily basis and see what you're doing up there, and you're running night to early to late, and I just appreciate what you do for Prepaid Legal and for not just our team, for all of Prepaid Legal. And I thank you for being on tonight's call.
Randy, it's always a pleasure to be on this call, and I appreciate you, appreciate Ken. The very fact that you're right, he and Mr. Stonecipher, two gentlemen that have been, obviously two major cogs of this company and the success we've had, are at it again tonight in Tulsa. So I know they had a super event up there tonight. I think our provider law firm had about 20 people represented there, and you know, we will have signed up a lot of new associates and sold a lot of new memberships before the night's over right here in Oklahoma.
Well, I was proud to fly up with Wilburn last weekend. We've got a lot of things breaking up in Tulsa and go up there with him. And then Dad was going to go up with Mr. Stonecipher tonight. And it's good to see the state of Oklahoma on the rise.
Well, and Randy, just as I close out, I do want to, there's one thing. I'm just online here checking stuff out. I do want to also plug the advanced product training that's going to take place at you know, a lot of different locations. Your organization will have probably be in every state in the United States. We want to encourage people to attend that advanced product training. It's probably, we know statistically, corporately, doing the math, doing the numbers after the fact, what happens to the people that attend this training. They go out, they recruit more people in the next 30 days, and they sell more membership in the next 30 days. We want people to be there on February 12th if they're appropriate and applicable APT, and I'll promise you we're going to make it worth your while. So, again, appreciate the chance to be on this call.
Okay, John, thank you very much.
All right.
Now I want to go to Fort Worth, Texas, where Platinum Executive Director and Regional Vice President Mr. Jeff Hughes has a couple of associates that he wants to introduce that are going to share some training tips with everyone. Jeff, are you on?
I am, Randy. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful. We just had Mr. John Mahon. Couldn't be doing any better.
No. Well, you guys blow out the big dogs. That's great. We appreciate all the hard work putting on this call. I know it takes a lot of effort to put all this together, so thank you very much. Well, Randy and everybody on the call, we've got two up-and-comers in the More Success team on the call tonight, and they're just doing it right. When I look at the organization and look at somebody who's having explosive growth, and when you interview them and find out, what are you guys doing? And they tell you, we're doing 1, 2, 3. They're just doing just some basic things in prepay, but they're doing it quickly. They're doing it right. And I wanted to introduce them. First is Ramon Bustos, who's qualified executive director here he lives in Grand Prairie, Texas, and he's got his new director. He just qualified director here last month, is Mr. David Ocampo. And if you guys will notice on the associates qualified to the Bahamas, Mr. David Ocampo is 11th in the company. So we've got one of the More Success team leaders way up in the charts for the new director. So I want to turn the call over to Mr. Ramon Bustos to introduce Mr. David Ocampo.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Hughes. Can you hear me?
I can. You sound great. David, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You sound great, both of you. Go for it.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you very much, Mr. Moore, especially for the incredible Super Saturday that we had with Mr. Antonio Dare in Ada, Oklahoma. We took a lot away from that. My story, again, is I got involved with the business, and my first month in the business, I had a lot of success. I made enough to pay for a semester of college, made about $5,000 in my first month, and qualified for executive director. And there came a point in my life where I was going through some personal struggles and neglected my business for a little bit and lost a lot of momentum in my business and came back and just starting to rebuild. And just made a commitment that time, never to quit. And that's something that I encourage everybody on the phone not to quit, because as we know, it takes some time to develop momentum. But once you get it there, it's very easy to sustain. And I just committed to doing the 10 core commitments. So every day as I was trying to rebuild and restart my organization, I committed to doing my 2 exposures every single day. And one night I went to a gas station and ran into a friend that I went to grade school with. His name is Mr. David Ocampo, and I gave him a DVD. And I asked him, how his job was doing and how his life was going. And he said, well, I'm looking for a change. I've been praying for an opportunity. And I said, oh, really? My company is actually expanding in this area. We're looking for part-time or full-time people. And I'm just wondering if you keep your financial options open. And I gave him a DVD, gave me a call 2 days later, and took him out to lunch, and he became an associate. And from that point, what we did is we just locked arms, and we did a game plan interview. So I just kind of want to share with you the process that it took as far as what we've been doing the past couple months and getting every brand-new associate started right. From the time the person signs up as an associate, we give them 3 steps. We tell them that the first thing you need to do is within the next 24 to 48 hours, we're going to do a game plan interview. And you want to do that when they're at their highest level of enthusiasm. And talking about momentum, you start momentum right there because they're in momentum. They're at the highest level of enthusiasm. They want to go and go to work. So we get the game plan interview going. The next step is you want to schedule a PBR. So we let them know what a PBR is, and I know there's a CD out there that describes how to do a PBR. So we let them listen to that. And then the final step is to let them know when the fast-track training is, to get them oriented with the system of prepaid legal. So 24 to 48 hours, we do the game plan interview. And from that point, we go through the list of people that they know, and we categorize the people. We put a P by the people who we can do a PBR with, an S by the people that we can do a sit-down with, and an L by the people that we can't get to, but we can get to them by a long-distance package. And then from there, we build to the PBR. And just sharing David's story, Mr. Ocampo got involved about 4 months ago. His first month, about his organization grew to about 4 people, so it was him and 3 other associates. The next month, had about 20 associates. The following month, about 40. And we're anticipating this month about 80 people. And probably in the next couple months, that organization will produce over 100 sales in that organization just by that simple system. of doing a PBR and just following it through. That's a kind of a motto that we use in our organization, follow it through. So from one PBR, we build to the next PBR, to build to the next PBR. And in the process, our focus is truly to find that one person, just that one person who's looking to do the business no matter what. And I know when Jeff Olson talks about how we built his organization, he talked about it usually wasn't the person that he knew. It was people that he met along the way. So it might not be, you know, until 3, 4, 5 levels deep until you find that one person. Another organization that I started up, I recruited a person that I knew who recruited another individual who recruited a single mom, a single mother under the single mother promotion. And she's just doing all the right things. She has a lot of strong reasons on how to do the business, on why to do the business, and we've been just really working with her. So that's basically the steps, very simple, but the key is just building momentum and just getting activity right away for that brand new associate. And the best thing you can do for any associate that you bring on board the business is just get a paycheck in their pocket right away, and that builds your belief level so high in the business. And right now, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Ocampo with just some thoughts on the PBRs and, more importantly, on the 2-1-1s, the importance of the 2-1-1s when you can go out there and do a PBR, that at least you can go out there and expose somebody right away to the business.
Thank you, Mr. Bustos. He couldn't say anything better than he did, but as far as for the PBRs, that is very important as far as to schedule as soon as possible with the new associates. It's truly the key to launching your business because you can start the business. But with the PBR, you can truly launch your business. Basically, my first week in the business, I had about four PBRs, and it continued to go along with the organization, and they all duplicated throughout the team. And slowly but surely, the organization grew very rapidly. So it was pretty neat. And so that's a big thing we focused on throughout our entire organization is to schedule that PBR as soon as possible. You know, so, and we have an expert out there to answer all the questions, and we have them available on a 3-way call just to take all the focus off of the new associates. So all they have to do is pop in that PBR DVD by Darnell Self and Brian Carruthers, push play, and then have an expert answer all the questions, and that's been working wonderful throughout our team. Also, for those who can't get a PBR on, scheduled PBR right away, we focus definitely on 2-on-1s because the importance of 2-on-1s instead of just doing 1-on-1s with new associates, we found that having an expert there to answer all the questions and moving to the next exposure or next event was very powerful. And it also took all the focus off that associate. And it puts the expert in the business. It puts all the focus onto the expert in the business instead of on that new associate, because a lot of times the prospect is going to judge that. They're usually judging that that new associate. So focusing on the 2-on-1s and the PBR has been a big key to our success in the business. And also it's just promoting right now we've been working to promote for the national convention, which we're looking forward to that event very much. So that's what I have to say, and thank you very much for having us on the call.
We appreciate it. We'll turn it over back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Jeff, did you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, Randy, the guys are doing great. I just want to congratulate them in front of the whole team. I'm just so proud of them. But I want to tell everybody I'm doing something I swore I'd never do. I'm going to go up to Utah in February, and I'm going to freeze my Cleto off. But I just can't – they're just so excited what's going on in the state, and I want to go up there and meet all the new associates and help them to recruit. So I'm going to be up there the first week in February. I'm flying in on Tuesday. I'll be doing the Ogden meeting, which is in North Utah, on Tuesday night. On Wednesday, I'll be doing the lunch in Roy, which is also in northern Utah. And I'll be going down to Provo Forum. I'll be going to Salt Lake. I'm just bouncing around. I'll be there from Tuesday until Saturday. And then Saturday, we're doing a big team event for all the more success team associates here in the state of Utah. Chance for all of us to get together and kind of reacquaint and see where everybody's at. It's exciting to hear everybody on the call tonight. There are so many of our executive directors on the call. And I love to hear you say, Randy, we're going to take 100 EDs to the convention in Oklahoma City. That's an audacious goal, but I think it's definitely achievable. And I think the more success we see what happens when we take 100 EDs to convention, you know, to come back the next convention with 150 to 200. The more success team has the longest and the deepest roots in prepaid legal of all the organizations. You know, it goes back almost to the very beginning. And we need to be the team that leads prepaid legal. We've been in the shadows too long. We have too much talent, too many good, really good people in this organization, and we need to shine. So I think That's going to be our coming out party convention this year. They're going to be saying, what is going on with the More Success team? And we'll say it's called Momentum. So I'm excited. Excited to work with you, Randy. Excited to be able to work with the team in February up in Utah.
Well, let me see. Now, you're going to Utah, and Tony is going to Hawaii. What's the deal?
We got this wrong. So I may have to go out there and fall out when I get done. We're starting new teams in Hawaii, too. So if anybody's got anybody in Hawaii, make sure that you let Tony know where they're at, and let's see if we can't get him in front of him while he's out there. I've got some prospects that they've already committed to go and see Tony, so I'm excited about that.
Well, speaking of Tony, I'm going to go out to Salt Lake City, Utah, Platinum 3 Executive Director, Mr. Tony Hughes. I know you're going to be talking about the upcoming international convention. John mentioned that just a little bit. You might mention what we're doing in Hawaii while you're on the call. Are you on, Tony?
I'd be happy to. Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. Wednesday night in Oahu, we're going to have a major More Success team event, the first ever, on the Hawaiian Islands. We've got a pastor over there, Pastor Samuel, that's opened up his church on 1414 Dillingham Boulevard. And we're going to have a little social, 7 o'clock. We're just inviting everybody on the More Success team to come and exchange business cards and get to know each other. So that'll be fun. If you have anybody over there that you want to plug into that event, just email me at tony@pplcenter.com, and I'll shoot you over the information on that so you can plug them in. Speaking of events, we had a great event, Randy, here this last week. We had Mr. Kyle Kimbrell, Platinum Exec, Vice President, Senior Vice President of Group Marketing from New Mexico in town. We had a gigantic it's not a Super Saturday, but we had a Platinum Academy training on Saturday that Mr. Kimbrell did, and it was just incredible. The training that he provided our team was, to use the baseball term, he knocked the ball out of the park, and you know, he really taught everybody there about this little fun website, pplbaseball.com, and I would just encourage everybody to, you know, get on that website and check it out. We're going to be uploading Mr. Kimbrell's entire training on our team website, pplcenter.com, which will be a lot of fun. I honestly can tell everybody that training that I attended on Saturday with Kyle Kimbrell was probably in the top 2 or 3 of all trainings that I've ever attended in this company and in other network marketing companies. It was really, he was way over his head. He wasn't way over his head, but he was just performing way over his head, and everybody there was elated with the training that they got and the education. And Randy, I'll tell you know, in terms of events, you can't build for a bigger event than the international convention that's coming up in 65 days. In fact, I was just taking a look here on our, you know, website. It tells us how many days are left to plan for that event. We've got 65 days, 3 hours, 30 minutes, and 46 seconds. And it's just right around the corner. And that is the one thing that I think that we've done well in terms of building for events and promoting for that event. Because, Randy, I was taught early on in my career that for every person you get to that event on your team, you multiply that number times 10, and that's how many brand new associates you'll have 6 months from that convention. So if you had, you know, if you had 50 to begin with and you got 10 of them to come to that convention, you just take 10 times 10, you got 100 plus the original 50. By the time we get to the next convention, you'll have 150. If you get 20 of those to come to Vegas in October, take 20 times 10, that's 200, add it to the original 150, now you're up to 350, that's how many people you'll have in your organization by the time we get back to Oklahoma City in March of 06. So it's just a great way to build a huge organization. And one of my mentors told me that, you know, one of the keys to success is when you go to those national conventions, just understand that half the people that go there won't be there 1 year from now. And our job is to be in the group that is going to be there. And then the next convention, half of that same original group, they won't show up. And our job is just to be in the group that does show up. And the next convention, half won't show up. You know, 25% will be left, and that's it. And our job is to be in that group of 25%. And so just encourage all the new people that are on the phone tonight. It's going to be really tough to get a hotel in Oklahoma City, but you can get one if you want one. If you really understand the value of this convention, you'll do whatever you have to do. You'll sleep in a tent at the KOA campground if you need to. And you know, all the young leaders on the phone, don't miss the chance to have your new folks come to that convention because they can't afford a hotel. You know, offer to put them in a room with other people. Let's jam people in. That's what I had to do my first couple conventions. My first one, I was with 8 different people in the room. So Randy, I'm just excited for the convention. 65 days away, I'm fired up about it. And boy, John Long got me all Twitter painted when he was talking about, you know, not missing out on that executive director banquet. I don't know what they're up to, but obviously the company's up to something big, and so I'm going to be promoting that big time to our execs and our potential execs. So with that, back to you. It sure was an honor to be on your call tonight. I always enjoy it.
Well, Tony and Jeff, you know, we've got 1 week for the end of this promotion. Just from now till next Monday at 2 o'clock, we've got to have everything in. What should we be doing every single day, every minute of the day on this Advanced to Manager Drive to Director? What would you suggest?
Just talking to the people, you know, going looking in your legacy report and finding out who's got two people on their front line so they can get three. And if they've got six or seven in their down line, call them up and let them know, hey, you only need two or three people to be director. And, you know, just checking your reports and finding out exactly where everybody is and making sure that you make that personal phone call to those individuals, that is what it really takes. Randy, I can tell you, I spent $1,200 last month on my phone bill. I mean, like you can tell, I spent a lot of time on the phone. $1,200 is what my phone bill was last month, but we recruited 483 new associates in that month, and we advanced just dozens of new managers and directors. So you just got to get on the phone and work the downline and make sure everybody understands exactly what they need to do to get to that next level.
Well, I want to encourage everyone not to sleep, but to go to work, and you'll be very, very successful with prepaid. I want to thank Tony and Jeff, both of you guys, for being on. I want to thank Mr. John Long for being our special guest speaker. And, of course, Ramon, I want to thank you and your guests for being on, Mr. David Ocampo, tonight. And you guys did a wonderful job in your training. And with that, we're going to end tonight's call. Make sure that everyone is on again next Monday night. We have a special guest speaker for next Monday night's More Success Team call. With that, good night, everyone, and God bless.
Good night.